to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome. So there's two separate agendas tonight. The first agenda is the reorg agenda, and then goes into the regular agenda.
In New York State, boards of education must conduct a reorganizational meeting within the first 15 days of July. The purposes of the meeting is to elect and or appoint school board officers, readopt existing policies, and make other annual designations, such as official newspapers, official bank depositories, etc. At this time, Mrs. Ponticello, could you come up? I'm going to administer the oath to the newly elected officials. Recommended action that the constitutional oath of office will be signed by the newly elected board members, Daryl L. Ely and Robin Rayburn, after which they will officially begin their new term as a member of the Board of Education, July 1, 2016 through June 30, 2019.
I solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of member of the Board of Education, San Marcos Union Free School District, July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2019.
Okay. Sign it in purple. Pretty purple in parts.
I, Robin Rayburn, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of member of the Board of Education of the San Marcos Union Free School District.
Can you sign right there?
Nominations of the Office of Vice President of the Board of Education for the President. Any nominations for Vice President?
I nominate
Darrell L. Ely for Vice President.
Second?
Second.
Second. All in favor? Any other nominations for Vice President? All in favor of Darrell Ely for Vice President? Darrell, Vice President. Congratulations.
Sign again. Anybody that's here have questions on any of the specific items in the reorg agenda? Anyone? What's that? Do you have any? No. Bear with me for a second. Is anybody on board opposed to adopting items or voting on items 5 through 13 in one motion, the reorg items 5 through 13 in one motion?
No.
Motion to adopt items 5 through 13 on the reorganization agenda, the July 6, 2016 Board of Education. Motion.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Call the meeting to order tonight. Does everybody have a copy of the regular agenda tonight? First. Questions and comments on the regular agenda, items that are on the regular agenda for tonight. Anybody have any questions and comments on the items for the regular agenda tonight? Motion to adopt the minutes of the meeting June 5th, 2016.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education accepts the following resignations.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education accepts the following individuals' resignation for the purposes of retirement.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon a recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following employee for a leave of absence from her position.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Be it resolved upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education hereby approves the stipulation of settlement with the employee identified on confidential Schedule A and authorizes the president of the Board of Education to execute the stipulation on behalf of the board. Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby accepts the irrevocable resignation submitted by the employee identified on confidential Schedule A in accordance with the terms of the stipulation of settlement.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education appoints the following individuals as substitutes for the 2016-2017 school year as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
The district recently advertised for candidates to fill various teaching and support staff vacancies for 2016-2017. Candidates were interviewed by committees, building principals, and or superintendent. Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following appointments.
Are you going to make any change in regards to the one nurse?
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
There's a nurse for sports physicals. It reads Geraldine Kleckner. It's being changed to Loretta Manning.
She changed her first and last name.
That's the only change.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following rates of pay for substitute teachers.
These rates are what they were last year?
Correct.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yeah. One thing is the non-certified, I want to state corrected, the non-certified substitute teachers was
$50. It jumped onto the second page.
Are we on number 10?
Yeah, number 10, it jumped onto the second page.
Yeah, but it's still okay. 90. So
I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're on number 10.
Yeah.
Non-certified substitute teachers was 50 last year. This year it's 54. So it meets minimum wage standards.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha. What's 4.5 hours? How does that work? Do you know how it works? 4.5 hours?
I don't know the exact hours.
It's
I know.
4.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more than 4.5. It's going up, but it's not. I know $15 was at the top, but it's, I think it's escalating.
Do we know what it is in New York?
Carol went through the law firm with this
okay.
to make sure the snapper is here.
Yeah, I don't think they're at 15 yet.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah.
Right. It's escalating.
It's
correct. Next but right now, she went through the law firm for the exact amount to make sure we were correct.
Okay. Do we not? Do we did it that?
Yes. Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves all certified teachers employed by the Central Michigan Union Free School District home instruction tutors effective July 1, 2016 and ending June 30th, 2017 to be paid at a rate of $47.50 per hour.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation that the Board of Education acknowledges that the following administrators received a stipend of $1,500 for completing their respective professional development plans for the 2015-2016 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent...
Can I just ask a question before you go?
Sure.
So how does this get set for next year, the PD plans for each of these five individuals?
We've been getting... I think I did send it Friday. I'm not sure if you got it. But in it, you'll see this... two things they're actually doing. Although it's only 20 hours, they decided, one, to be able to do it as a group. So in the beginning of the year, they show me where they're going to have meetings outside of the school day as a group. And they went well over 20 hours just with that. But in addition, I also ask them to make sure they show me what they're professionally going to be developed by themselves separately. And they go, like I said, well beyond the hours that they...
So what is it next year?
It's still $1,500, and
what
it's not
the substance of what they're going to do?
I have to pull it out. I have to pull out what I gave you. I don't have it all in front of me. There was 20 different things.
Okay.
The meetings themselves with the administrative group has a whole plethora of educational, I guess, I'm trying to think if they were...
topics and focus points.
Yeah, probably more up-to-date things that are going on.
Exactly. Things that they're looking at, in terms of trying to improve instruction, trying to improve professional development for the staff. So they do pick topics that they address at each meeting that they do have throughout the year. And I believe that was given to Mrs. Stewart some time ago.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they have it.
All right. I guess I'm just raising it because we're going to have a discussion later about goals and where we want to go with graduation and Regents and how to get there and where we are, perhaps having shortcomings. It would be good to see,
how they align.
Yeah, how their PD aligns with the goals of, growth. I mean, to put it very rudimentary, growth. But yeah. Okay. Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Yes, we did.
We voted twice.
Really
approved. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Center Merchants Board of Education approves merit pay increase for the following individual for the 2016-2017 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following contracts in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contracts as well as at the established cost containment said contracts and authorizes the president to sign said contracts.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. I want to take a second to thank the Paraprofessionals Association. We're pleased to report that we have reached an agreement with them, which we've just approved, and they've previously approved, taking their contract through 2019. So, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the following donations.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the schedule of charges for building use included in policy 3280.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the treasurer's report for the month of May 2016.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the student activity treasurer's report for the middle school and the high school for the month of May 2016.
Motion.
Can I just ask a question on this? Some of the line items we can't read. Is there any way we can get something? I mean, some of it has just bits and pieces so you can kind of gather what it's going to. But some of the line items you can't read. Like if you go into the detail.
Yep.
Which one is this on that? Student activity report?
Yeah. Most of it's pretty clear cut. There are a few...
Do you want to put this over until you get what you want to read?
No, because they were really small, and I'm assuming that it goes in conjunction, but it would be nice to...
No, I agree with you. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the disposition of records, books, and or equipment.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the recommendations of the committees on special education and preschool special education for the months of February, March, April, May, June, for the 2015-2016 school year and the 2016-2017 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the change of the following Board of Education meeting dates for the 2016-2017 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Say it again.
If you were to have to do the second budget vote.
Right.
That's the.
So we'd have a vote on the same day as the meeting, is your point. But then we would know that in May, and we could move this meeting to a different day to do the vote, right? That's not going to happen, Pat.
Okay. Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education conducts the first reading of the following policies.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Be it resolved that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education of the Santa Maria School District hereby approves an annual professional performance review, APPR plan, pursuant to Education Law Section 3012-D and Subpart 30-3, of the rules of the Board of Regents and authorizes execution by the superintendent of schools and the president of the Board of Education of any and all required APPR plan documents and or certifications for submission to the State Education Department.
Everybody comfortable with what those changes are? Does anybody want to talk about the changes to the APPR? Okay. Motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. That brings us to the next section of the agenda tonight. We've done for the last couple of years. This meeting is talk about kind of the goals, the Board of Education goals for the district this year, or for this year, for 16-17. Look at what we've got.
Josh.
What?
Can I just ask one question on the APPR?
Yeah.
That wasn't signed by the CMTA.
No, it's not. No, it's not signed yet.
Tonight of the agenda where we talk about board goals, and I think it's kind of an open discussion for the board, and you know, we'll see how it goes, but I'd like to hold questions, comments from the community till after. Let us kind of talk it through. If you have them, we'll be happy to entertain them afterwards. The way that I started was kind of twofold, looking at our goals that we set last year, you know, from a region's perspective, looking at how we did in each region, both passing and mastery, versus the goal that we set, you know, from graduation perspective, looked at how we did versus the goals that we set. Budget perspective, I looked at how we did, you know, we've done that many times in setting budget versus the goal that we set. Thought about kind of the issues that we've run into over the course of the year. Things that I think worked and things that I think didn't work. And I just made some kind of notes to myself, which I'll run through quickly, but I'd like to hear, you know, I'd like to hear your thoughts, and then I think between now and the next meeting, we take the time to certainly, you know, we'll address why we've, you know, why we've succeeded in meeting goals, you know, region's goals, passing goals, mastery goals, why we haven't, and what we need to do to fix that, you know, from a graduation perspective. But then other things such as, you know, the five-year educational plan, how we need to add to that going forward, you know, my thoughts on guidance, which we've kind of had discussions about, you know, going forward, skip-level meetings, which we've talked about, things that work, things that didn't work. Those are all things that I think need to get into the goals to be tweaked. So I'll run through quickly. I mean, I think from a student achievement perspective, it's my view that we need to stay the course on setting clear goals and objectives, because we've had some great conversations about, you know, why we haven't met them and what we need to do to fix. I think that if you can't measure some type of performance, you can't really manage it and figure out if there's a problem or not. You know, we've had conversations about the ELA and math, you know, assessment scores, and why the opt-out has effectively skewed our ability to look at those. And I think we can, you know, we can talk more about that. But as we knew last year, I think we need to do the same this year, kind of, in my view, stay that goal of you know, growth. So at least there's something to work towards. Rain, I'm going to ask, you know, from my view, the same thing we did last year, send it to the teachers, and hopefully we'll get some input that, you know, these are achievable goals. This is where we, you know, could have done better. This is where we didn't. This is what we think we need to do. So that's my thought on the numbers, you know, and we'll kind of work the numbers. And I think what we did last year was really took a lot of time to look at our numbers, the trajectory that we were on, you know, if we grew in a great way in a specific area, really assess on a class-by-class basis, can we continue that growth? What do we need to do that? Similarly, if there was an issue, we don't, what do we need to do? I want them to be achievable, but stretch achievable. You know, I mean, I don't think we can set an advanced regions goal of 70% next year, because you need to do things, but we've had for 2 years a 75% for 19-20. So my question is, how are you going to get there? You know, it's got to be higher than 53 next year for you to get to that in 3 years.
You know, what I do like, especially in that particular one, I agree with you. You know, you're talking about a 6% growth if you go from now until right, about right, 23 points. So that is a little bit of a stretch if you look at what we've been doing so far and how we've been, you know, moving forward. You know, but I like it as well, because you want it to be a lofty goal. Incrementally,
you have the plan, right? To get to that advanced regions, you're driving more in earlier.
You're putting more in earlier. We're looking at exactly where people are now, where they will be after the academy over the summer, right? So we start counting early on. And then the goal is to push as many who can do it, right? We that's our goal. So we usually have a set number. Last year, I think you went from, did you have 50 to 52 or something like that?
Last year, our goal was 50.
So
and
we hit 52.
This year was 50. This year, we exceeded the goal by 2%.
Right.
Which is what? One? Was it one kid or two kids?
A couple kids. I don't know how many, but it was a large class, 160.
So the goal was 50. Class. We had 52. So, right, the goal was 95 for regions. We had 99.
Right. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So, you know, moving up, you know, it's a, you know, you throw out a number there, and I would think, you know, when you're looking at numbers at, you know, 55, you know, 56.
But what we did last year was, and I think we did it the right way. We went to Ed and said, right, look at your 11th grade. Yeah. Look at the classes they've got. What can you get to? What do you have in the box?
Well, that's what all the numbers, right? Yeah. Tomorrow, I know Robin, right, and Raina are going to meet. Not only look at that number, I think you're going to look at every single region score, look at particular the bars, so we know where the BOCES projections are, and then from there, starting to come up with specific numbers.
Yep. So I think that's key on the budget. So I think that that's key for all of the scores, and I think, I mean, unless anybody thinks anything differently, I think it's a decent amount of work to be had between now and August to figure out what those numbers should be, but we got to stick with the five-year growth on the graduation goals. We got to stick with the focus on the mastery and the passing and growth there. Because to sit and clap because our passing at 67 has gone up, I think is not where we want to be. I think we want to focus more on the mastery going up. Our kids are doing, not just passing, but doing better across the board. I'm giving you my thoughts. Anybody jump in on the budget stuff? I think that we've got a five-year plan. I think we need to stay that course. The one thing that I need to get smart on with Carol is the budget to budget. So this year, we didn't hit that number. And I think that there were some very real reasons we didn't hit the 2% budget to budget. And I want to understand on a rollover basis exactly where we are. I want to set a goal, a conservative goal, but a goal that can be hit. Apparently, that 2% couldn't have been hit last year. We missed the mark in not seeing that. So we'll get that right this year. But I think that when we roll out the five-year goals, we stick to the same, not increase more than 10% over the next 5 years, not increase more than 12% over the next 5 years. And, we had a long conversation last year about, the 1.5 and the additional 0.5 for growth. I think that was great. I think it worked out really, really well. Meaning, if we'd agreed as a board that our budget, our tax levy increase would not exceed 1.5%, assuming the cap is above that. It wouldn't exceed the cap. If the cap's above 1.5%, it wouldn't exceed 1.5% unless the excess was tied to growth. So this year we had a clinician, we had
0.6 load.
0.6 load, yeah. And then, so that was the growth. And what it does is the intent is causes us to be conservative and think through, not just say, hey, we got 2% in the box, but sign and pay. So I think we stay the course there. I'd like to add, like I said, a guidance goal with some very kind of specific growth items, and I think we've asked the entire guidance department to come back in September and kind of talk through that. We'll work on that goal between now and August, what we kind of think that should be, and we'll talk to you. I have ideas in my head, but I don't know exactly rubber hits the road. So if anybody has anything, I'll take notes on what that should be. What are we looking to see growth in for guidance?
I like that adding it to the five-year plan. Now, that's obviously not until we hit April, right? Where they would be included into, and they're a pivotal office at the high school, and so much so that I think they should be added in on our five-year. So in April.
Why April?
Because April is when we do that presentation, the 5 years academic for success presentation, and that ties into the budget at the same time. It's when the principals come and the director.
That's when they can present. But we can certainly add to the plan. Whatever goals we write to get put into that plan.
Right. Correct. Okay. One of the things. One of the goals would be for them mm-hmm. to be included in that.
Yep.
And not just high school, middle school also.
Yes.
Yep.
Across the board. Yeah.
Yep.
But what are the specific things we want to see for growth from guidance, right? These are growth goals. These are goals for, across the board, budget, grants, communication. What specific growth do we want to see that gets, help me write the paragraph, that gets kind of folded in there?
Well, you can tie it into when they were here last time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you that was some of their specific goals that they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them was that they were going to do a second college
they're going to do a fall and spring college fair.
So they were going to do, instead of last year they did one, they're going to do two. I think they were going to increase the amount of visits to colleges.
Yep. More fairs, more visits, more scholarships.
And earlier with children.
Earlier touch.
They're going to start Naviance earlier, like ninth grade.
Greater parent outreach.
Yes.
So,
what's measurable? What are the things that are measurable?
Well, the first couple that were measurable.
Yeah. Scholarships, fairs, visits. Yeah.
And the Naviance piece is measurable.
What's, I mean, I know what Naviance is, but what's...
We were going to roll, instead of starting with 10th grade, all 9th graders would have an introduction to certain elements of Naviance.
Mm-hmm.
Actually considering grade 8.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Okay.
They also have suggested the SATs, more people get involved, mm-hmm. so maybe we can get more options available.
SAT
date.
Prep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And then the summer summer program.
Yeah, that was communication, right?
Communication, yep, summer program. Mm-hmm. But that was communication, I think, from that office, from the, here are the college programs that are available.
In terms of an overall finite measurement, I mean, wouldn't it be in the post-secondary placement? I mean, the kids are actually getting into a program after high school.
But is it a program? Is it the program? Is it...
Well, yeah.
And that's the question.
It's a number of things.
Yeah, but you have to be... That's a tough thing. You're going to get in the next, not very short time, you're going to get what you got last year, right? So you're going to be able to see where the kids applied to, where they got accepted to, where they went to.
Yeah.
I think, oh, also, I'm sorry, I'll get back to that. I think they also said something about a survey, something about either a senior survey or
yep, a graduate survey.
Postgraduate.
Yeah.
But what happens is when you look to measure that, are we looking for an increase in something? Are we looking for an increase in tier one colleges? You know, so with this, we had this many students, you know, apply, this many people, students accepted into tier one, and do we want to increase that for next? You know, so you have to be very specific. That's a tough one, you know, to kind of. To measure, right? Unless you have specific numbers.
And what was the Quest Bridge? There was one student that qualified all the way through.
Yeah, and that was an intense, I guess, application process. To have more of them would be great as well. But I don't know. Like I said, that's that is measurable. Though, but you got more than one.
And they said that was a fluke, right? That they they didn't expect that.
Yeah,
but that, fluke,
I think
it's
a young lady. That did a lot of work on the students' part.
Plus, they realized that she could do it.
Yeah. But it was a full 4 year, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll write it. Communication. I'm sorry. Student achievement. Wait, hang on. I'm sorry.
Grant.
Yeah. Grants. I think we stay the course. We raise the dollars. So this is a receipt. We changed it from applied to receipt. Last year it was $1 million. I think we were at, what do we see?
Receipt? I'm going to say 800 and...
97,000 or something like that.
Was it that high? I don't know. I thought it was a little over change. Yeah, you can change it, but it was me.
So how are you going to get to 1-2? You know, in my view, you raise it, that extra $200,000.
What we learned from 2 years ago, if you know, we ended up applying for a lot. We found out that, you know, getting them is something different. And when you're not a school in need, in free and reduced lunch at a certain, you're disqualified on a lot of them. You know, the goal is to get as many people as possible to buy in, to fill the applications out and go out.
How many different signers were there on applications? Or I don't know if signers is the right word. How many different appliers were there in this district for grants?
I'd have to guess. I'd start to guess.
Five?
Ten?
Yeah. So, and how many academic employees do we have that could, you know, teachers, TAs, that are in that space?
Hundreds. Hundreds of people could.
How do you get more people to say, wow, if I get $10,000 to rent out my classroom and bring something in, it would be cool.
And some of it's $500, you know, whatever. Some of it's $1,000.
Well, I think that was the one thing you want to think about, and maybe we could specify. I think some of the people that were out there knew our goal, and this happened 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they were saying, well, your goal is $1 million, and I got $500.
That's fine.
We thought it was great. In fact, we had a lot of them. But people were saying, well, I don't, you know, I got $250 for you, you know. And it wasn't really, you know. So maybe there should be... Maybe we can look into a number of, you know, apply no matter what the dollar figure is, and just get people in the habit of just applying.
Doing it.
You know, but it's how you do it. It's motivating. We speak about it at REC all the time, from every angle. Whether it's, you said, teachers from buildings and grounds. You know, just PTA, right? I mean, they look at the garden out here. Well, not this year. We ruined that for you guys, sorry. But the garden and things of that nature, those are huge grants, the Cornell Garden.
So what if we upped the dollars a bit and then said, you know, a goal of having, remember, it's a goal, 30% of staff to apply for at least one grant.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't get reached, but you know what, if you're talking about it at each faculty meeting and saying, hey, are you guys looking, it doesn't take a lot to pop on the internet and say what's out there. I think that, for me, I'd be excited if I got... $500 or $1,000 for something in my
life. I would ask Carol, I would just arbitrarily throw out numbers, like 30%.
Yeah, I made that up, but whatever the number is. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
You didn't make that up, you were going to keep that there.
I don't mean keep it there, but I made it up. So the skip levels, I think we talked about it, and you're not going to have a skip level next year for everyone, it'll be new people and half, right?
Yeah, and I think that we'll probably even change who we say. I was thinking about this. I mentioned that to both of you. Maybe rotate some. Yes.
And then the following year, it'll be new people on the other half, kind of thing. Okay. Did you think it worked? Like, was that a?
Yeah, it definitely. It was great for communication. It was a large undertaking. I think for this year, it was a major push. But I thought the staff was very receptive, appreciative.
The format works, the way the dialogue, the format, and the way it's put together.
Yeah, we were all, I think, did a little differently, each one of us, right?
I think we kind of based it on, you know, what the feeling was of the staff members. You know, some staff wanted to meet as groups, and we wanted to kind of embrace their feelings about, you know, and make them feel as comfortable as possible. But
mine were majority individuals, but I had a few, especially at the elementary, where you had a grade level say, well, can we come in? And some people were very comfortable. Some people were not. You know, some of the newer staff, I think, were a little taken back and sitting in front of a, you know, a superintendent or assistant superintendent. And but we tried to make it as comfortable and just casual. And as you saw, we took a lot of notes and got a lot of great ideas. And I think it was similar to the board when you all met. I think that with the staff, I think it was a, you know, some positive experience.
Do we think there's a value in another board survey? You know, similar questions, different questions, but another survey to kind of hear along the lines of what we did last year? Perhaps a different form, maybe Survey Monkey, so that we can get, I don't know. I'm asking, do you think there's value in that?
I think there's always value in getting input. It's just how much input we're going to get. It would be lovely if we got a ton of responses so we'd have the maximum to go off of.
Do we want to keep it as a goal to have some form of survey where we get feedback?
I think feedback is key.
What do you think do you get a feeling that if it were an online survey, maybe we would have an online anonymous survey, maybe we would have more feedback?
You know, it depends. I mean, because now the individual has to log on.
Right.
And has to kind of go through that process instead of just having it in front of them. I don't know if that was the reason why individuals didn't participate. I think the second round, we did have a lot of staff members participate.
I don't think people put their name on it, so it was
No, it wasn't. It
was completely.
Yeah. I think the survey. The problem with the Survey Monkey. No,
the Survey Monkey is quite as well.
I don't think it's necessary.
The paper was fine.
I agree. I think at first people were so busy. Because remember, I think the goal was like November 1st. There was a cutoff date that we wanted it done. So I think at that time, I think the staff was so in the throes of that new school year, working so hard to get the classes in the right spot. I think the problem with the Survey Monkey is that we were worried because I think that anybody can access from the outside. And there wasn't...
You couldn't tie it to the idea.
Because we wanted it to be anonymous. We didn't want anybody to feel... I mean, some people just...
We definitely didn't have 50% response, though.
No.
Hey, Mike, do you think we didn't get 100% response?
You're asking me a question?
Yes.
Sorry, can you
hear you? We issued a survey last year. Why do you think we got...
Well, at first...
Not a significant response.
First, they were a little... And the office, they felt like they were going to be attacked by it, or
so it was anonymous.
Yeah, they, you know, long story. But and then the second time, they were a lot more responsive. I think if you did it again, you'd do even more, get a better response.
So you think we'll get a better response if we do?
I think the paper way is the best way to go.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think you'll get more.
So let's keep it. We'll tweak the questions a little bit. We'll look at what we did last year. We'll look at the stuff we got when we met with them and kind of along the lines of how can we continue to grow.
The shorter, the better.
Mm-hmm. I want to attach to this, when we publish it, the five-year growth plan. So maybe the growth plan that came out in April, right?
Yep, it's online.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll just add it as an attachment to this. You know, we have it in the... Right. We have attachments for these goals. We'll have the growth plan as an attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want... So we have evaluated the implementation of international baccalaureate MYP. How does that change now based upon where we are at the middle school?
Well, the middle school right now, I'm going to call it a candidate school. Mm-hmm. We're not authorized, right? We're a candidate school. We're headed towards the authorization. This year probably being the lion's share of work. It's an important year.
So we're working towards
authorization.
Do we add an additional goal of evaluating the implementation of IB at the high school? Are we evaluating that now? We talked about it with Ed here.
I would say evaluating. I mean, we're certainly still exploring. You know, our plan in the fall is to send some high school representatives from the exploratory task force to an orientation, like a one-day orientation.
Is there a downside to saying we are exploring?
No, exploring is probably a good word. I would put IV, I'd put AP capstone in there as well. I would.
I know what capstone is, but is that a?
It's a program.
It's a specific program.
Part of the college.
I think that we're going to expand. Like now with the high school, I'd like for them to go to Dobbs Ferry and really look closely at Dobbs Ferry program. You know, so instead of going.
Is that an AP capstone?
No, it's an IB school. The Palm School, because the. You know, we've done Long Beach now with the middle school, and I think we tied in with them very nicely. We have a good relationship there.
And Dobbs Ferry is a very appropriate, comparable size.
It's very
clientele. Do we need like a Horoshevsky at the high school, or would she be the both?
She can't be both.
No, she can't, but we haven't gotten.
I know we're not there.
You're right, but if we started to go towards something, we might have to think about.
So is that a 16-17 item, or that'd be 17-18?
Well, a 5-year plan would say that when we got into April, because that's when your budget starts coming. You say, remember that school, and we put Teresa on there and things of that nature.
Could she not be, because she's a middle school teacher? She has to be certified both?
It's not a certification. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's because they are, even though they're both part of International Baccalaureate, they are two distinct programs. So the International Baccalaureate will require two coordinators. There's a diploma coordinator and an MYP coordinator.
Yeah, and then a CAS.
Are we looking to send people to capstone schools also to look at that?
Yeah.
That would be...
Yeah, I don't know. Remember now, that's so new.
Yeah, there are a few local schools piloting it.
The answer is yes, but I don't think there is not many more high school IBs. But yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
So exploring IB, AP capstone program for high school. We're exploring. We may come back and say that neither are appropriate or one is better than the other.
Right.
But that's the goal for next year, to explore and... decide if A or B or neither.
I would say that we'll have a full picture by the end of next year.
Yeah, and I think that's when we start, like we did with Mrs. Reggio Bates. You know, have the principals start coming back, maybe with their committee members, people that have visited, and then come back and give us reports throughout the app. You know, what did you see, and report to the principals. I thought that worked out well with a few of the presentations here about MYP.
That's one other thing I want to add to the goals, which is just to get more kids into our meetings, just to highlight them. That keynote thing, I just was impressed. I was like, that would have been a great thing to present here at a board meeting.
Communication? I guess that's not a communication. Maybe student achievement.
Student achievement.
Increased highlighting student achievement.
We do the robotics, but we miss out on so many other different facets that really, when I saw that keynote book today, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Are you able to talk about Intel and or Siemens, like your thoughts or not yet? No? Well, yes, in here.
No, I think that it's something that we need to look at. I think that's something we need to include with looking at the cost of all of these programs, and do we have the students? I think we need to look at that. And I also, in looking at...
What she means is just, I don't know if
they're... The science.
How do you compete for that? You and I have discussed it a touch. Yeah. How do you compete? Is this something we want to do? Is it something we can afford to do? What does it cost? What are the benefits? How many kids does it benefit?
But more about research, Ricardo, right? So we're talking about research. Intel's a great idea. Talking about research.
Research that leads to the Intel.
Right. These programs, these competitions.
Such that we can support a kid who says, or five kids or ten, that says, I want to be able to...
We have like the physical plant rather than that part of like, the science wins or the science classes or will we be able to
we can house it. I mean we have
but that would be part of the whole investigation of the entire research program.
But it's not really IB or capstone, it's more is it something we would want to do? Is it a good thing or not?
Right.
B, if it's a good thing, is it something, you know, how do you, can we afford it? How do we do it?
what do we need to do it? Is it a person? Do we have contacts with Stony Brook and, you know?
Do we start low with Brookhaven National Lab and start there? Because they're right here in our backyard. And there's always something going on with them.
Maybe, but I think that, but I think the issue is, do you have the person?
We want to see the research programs at some of the high schools that have very successful ones. Let's say at Wood Melville, right? Because they work very closely with the hospitals and stuff. But we can look at several research programs in different high schools and then go from there. What does that mean to send them a Riches? Mm-hmm. You know, about staffing, whether about the plant and things of that nature. But we can certainly do that, and I think that would be a great... maybe even a committee.
I mean, we have some
small committee.
It's amazing, like, you know, you set for graduation and you hear about what these guys are doing and girls are doing, and it's amazing, you know. And I kind of feel like, you know, and I think we're doing, and the district has for years, a good job across the board. But if we don't have those extra programs for, you know, them to try to exceed and go further, are they able to truly compete at that level? That's why I think we need to at least...
I think a lot of it, too, after seeing the Honor Society, seeing the Science Honor Society, listening to those kids, it's like we have some amazing kids, and, you know...
Tie that into the guidance, what they're doing over the summer, where these guys are going, girls are going, what they're seeing, and, you know, I just think all of that, if we can figure out a way to support it and pay for it, it's something we have to do. Daryl, what do we need to do with the facilities over this year? What's the goal other than ensure that it's done in accordance with the plan and in a timely manner?
In terms of bond work?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, quite frankly, that's the key.
Plan and time.
You have the targets.
Yep.
And the one thing that I haven't spoken about is the feedback from those guys. We should get a little bit more in terms of percent complete.
That thing that we saw that they gave
us. It's very generic.
Yeah. Well, remember, it was the first. But I would say
you have a form that they can fill out?
Yeah, I mean, they, quite frankly, a CM like that knows exactly how to do it. I mean, this is just trade practice, so.
Yeah. I mean, that was the first week.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of staging and things of that nature that were going on. So I looked at it. You should know, since we're on it, we're on task right now. In fact, we're even in front in some things, because some things like even the bleachers and the middle school painting and all that stuff, that's not even on this. There's a lot of those separate things going on as well. But we are on schedule.
If you look, this should almost be like
I agree. Yeah. We're gonna even more
red, yellow, green, something that, you know.
If you want to know right now, we're 80% done with the lentils. I don't know if you got to see that so far. All of the staging's done for the roofs. The high school already began, as some of the neighbors already know, late last night, working over there. So it looks like we're doing pretty good so far. But we also, and I know that, I think it was you, Laurie, anyway, mentioned the walkthrough. We do a walkthrough, which you're going to love, in August anyway, no matter what. But if the board wants to at any point in time, even throughout the next, you know, 6 weeks, where you want to come over and put a hard hat on and walk around. I don't have to have no hat. Walk around and kind of see where we're at. We do it on a daily basis. But you're right, I can also get it more extensive. I thought it was the first week, so when I looked at it, I thought it was very basic as well.
Yeah, typically they'll present the target in terms of percent complete versus the overall timeline. If it's a 2-month timeline, they tell me I'm 50% done.
Right.
I know we've cut through about a month of the schedule.
You know? This should also be, I think, like, here's what we expected to do for the weekend. We hit a wall, literally or figuratively.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know.
Hidden obstacles, things like that. Also, you know, running record of any change orders, things of that nature.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Dollar, you mean from a dollar?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's almost
because you run
first and foremost.
Right.
You know, things that are hidden, you open up a wall, you find something, you have to cut down a tree.
So far, we haven't had any problems, like I said, even with the abatement that's going on. I was watching it myself today. The only wall they hit, if you will to use that, is there was a tree in the back of the elementary school, one of the trees with the septic systems, and we had to take that out. But besides that, there has been nothing, and we are on our time schedule.
But these guys next week will have a better...
Well, I would assume they're going to take it one step further, because more things are happening now.
Yeah.
Like I said, by the time I got there, what day was it? July I don't know when he wrote the report. July 2nd. So you could, that was the first report.
I'd like to attend another meeting. Yeah. Not next week, but maybe a week after.
But maybe call those guys and tell them what we want to see. Okay. Because we don't understand. I mean, you might, but if I don't understand, hey, we're behind or overrun, it doesn't make sense to read.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, I believe that phase two has all been set up to the state now for next year already at this point in time. So that was done during this week.
Great.
Good things happen.
Technology plan. So we'll tweak that. Maybe that, or you can tweak that goal and write it up. And I don't know, on the facilities maintenance, we seem to have that. I don't know if we need a better update, or if the goal is, we knocked out 100,000, maybe it's to try and knock out another X or Y next year and look at energy efficiency. I don't know where we are with those univents. And
we need to pursue that.
We have a presentation we had planned to do in August. They wanted to get it all together, so I did that. The energy performance project from Johnson Controls will be the end of August. I have them planned to come here and present to the board.
And that, what are they presenting specifically? Do you know? Are they taking out the univents and what?
It's comprehensive. There's 13 or 14 different points.
Yeah, no, I looked at it.
But the whole thing has to be looked at in terms of dollars and cents, too, because of budgetary impacts to it. The way it's presented as a whole. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It's not just as simple as saying, okay, you do it, and it happens for free.
Right. We pay on the front end, we get money back, maybe, on the back.
So it's calculated into the budget. But, I mean, overall, if you look at the thing holistically, it's a win-win. If you just look at it for face value, you get all the univents replaced or upgraded. That in itself.
Univents replaced and or upgraded and energy savings over a period of time.
Well, sure, because they'd be all new DDC, they'd be tied in with the front end, all compatible and connected via, the BMS.
And that was only one small piece.
That was one piece.
And they look at that, are we thinking about, as that gets done, wait a minute, if we spent money from, and I don't know, I'm sure Carol is, but if we spent money from our surplus to do the univents, we'd get 60% back, 68% back on the dollar on that, so maybe it's better to do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, something she should think about.
Yeah. Carol met with us, we were here, she did the whole presentation, and she's doing that, so we come in August, we'll be able to kind of give you a real good look at all the numbers and what we think and our recommendation from administrative, standpoint.
Okay. All right, so Darryl, you'll tweak that one. The grants, I think we just did. I've got some comments on the first, and we'll do the budget with Carol. Is there anything else in the communication? I mean, one of the things that we heard, I know I'm flipping back and forth, but one of the things we heard was, there's got to be a better way to get stuff out. Some teachers have the text situation. Some teachers have the, I don't remember what it's called.
Remind apps.
Well, are we not trying to update our website anyway? So just that upgrade is going to be...
Yeah, that's
a good thing. That's the question. It's like, it's a website... That's exactly the question. Is a website update... Is that the key? Or is it... I mean, that's one thing communication helps, but is it also... Whoever, there's three people here tonight. Four. Is it... Are we getting our information out clearly? Are we communicating... How people communicate today?
Well, there's so many different ways. We use ConnectEd. We use the parent portal right now. Remind apps has been the newest thing, which we've been trying to push that out.
But that's that's my point. I mean, apps are, apps and email, not email notifications, but notifications on your phone are...
A text app.
Yeah, how I know where to arrive, generally speaking.
Right.
Absolutely. I'm wondering if, while updating the website is necessary, is that the key way to notify?
Key way.
Is that the way that, I don't know.
It depends on how tech savvy the person is.
Yeah.
Because some people like it just to go to the website. Some people want it on their phone immediately.
I think the website is something you need.
Of course, definitely.
But I'm saying, I wonder if that's, I can tell you, I've never gone to the website to look up, the happenings for the week every week and then take them down and type them into my phone so that I'm there.
Right.
Whereas, I know when it's everybody's birthday because it shows up on my phone. I'm just saying, it's something to think about. Are we communicating how people are communicating today? Or should we communicate?
Is it a way that we could do, you could subscribe and it would, download to you, Google Calendar or your iCal, so it automatically goes to your phone?
When you have an app, the badge shows up on it, you've got pending text messages, Facebook, whatever. Mm-hmm. same basic concept. I'm sure there's got to be something out there. I mean, one of the things I think to do would maybe look around and see what other districts are doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's,
this whole thing is about communication. We should say, how are people communicating? How do they know? And this ties in. What?
You can't get out to the people. I'm just thinking as a mom, I'm thinking about when I work in government and how we communicate to people. We do email blasts. A lot of people get that on their phone.
We had that with the Connect Ed, right? The email.
Yeah.
Only if you choose it.
Emergency message.
Yeah.
If you send a regular outreach message.
But it also becomes noise, right? If you get 20 a day, whereas if it's a remind, you can say, I want the remind from X class and these things, and pick and choose.
There's a site called School World. Do we use School World?
No.
Town of Islip uses it as government, and you would select the information that you wanted to get from it.
Is it a cost?
So you can say, I just want news, I want events, so on and so forth.
And they get pushed to you?
Based on what you sign up
for. But it gets pushed to you.
Yeah. I mean, and then there could be, maybe there was a category that was everything, but you could, designate what you wanted to find out.
So, Ricardo,
is there a cost factor for that?
Oh, I'm sure there was.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. There's some schools that use
School World. School
World
is popular in
School
World.
Yeah.
So,
we could look into
that.
Yeah. But I mean, the cost savings may be, hey, instead of, doing X and Y, updating this all the time, you have a guy that's doing it, spending an hour a week. I don't know.
Sometimes we have a PR firm.
Right. To help with that. Right. But we should look at it. We should look at how we can best communicate. I don't know if it'll go into the goal. I mean, it probably should go into the goal. Are we communicating properly? Ensure that our method of communication, is appropriate. Because I would love there to be more people here. I'd love that maybe we could go to, the principal tees and there's, 12 people there, and there's a lot more than 12 families, and
want to change any of your committees then, like as a Board of Education, to be these type of committees?
We have a technology committee. That to me would be something that, and I was going to tie that into my next statement, but technology committee. Show us the new stuff. How are different districts doing things with technology? How are they communicating? How are we rolling them out? I mean, maybe the committee's changed, I don't know, but.
Well, that would be something that I would say would be a goal, because I knew with the health and wellness, we really had no direction.
Right.
I didn't really know. Once we had written the policy, what else can we do?
Right.
So really, we just basically sat around and just read news articles or just talked about what we saw. If the committees have goals, maybe they'll be a little more productive.
So maybe we wrap it into communication and technology, right? And then, Ricardo, I was going to ask you... I'm going to just put a communication here, too. But from a tech goal perspective, you've got to implement smart schools, right? I mean, that plan is drawn out, right? We know what we're getting. What's the timeline to implement that?
The timeline to implement that is really conditioned on the state, actually. The state has met two separate times, once in May and once in June, to review plans.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're reviewing all the plans that went through the preliminary sort of review process, which we did, and now they're just...
So plan may get kicked back and they say no good, or it may get approved and they'll say...
Our plan has been approved in the first stage.
Right.
So I don't foresee it being kicked back.
Right.
What is happening with New York State, they created this advisory board that is now approving plans.
Okay.
On Long Island, there's been about 8 plans that's been approved across the entire Long Island.
So we expect ours to be approved?
Yes.
When?
Yes. We have no idea.
Okay. But you can get an email tomorrow.
I can get an email tomorrow. They do meet once a month.
Okay.
They met once in May. They met another time in June.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we were not one of the 8.
And what's the time? Once you get that note, fire away, what's the timeline to be done?
The timeline to be done would be anywhere from 1 month to, depending on the line items, depending on what we're looking at, it's going to be a process in terms of, let's say, the district-wide Wi-Fi that the committee put forward and that the board accepted. That might take anywhere from 6 months to 8 months.
Okay, so by this time next year, in all likelihood, we will be done.
Yes.
So a goal is the seamless implementation of smart schools. Okay. But there must also be a goal, because technology changes on a daily basis, of evaluating what we need to, I mean, you guys wrote this plan almost a year ago, right? I would assume some things have changed.
Evaluating the efficiency.
What we have, what do we need to do? Do we need to bring different things into classrooms? Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is simple as some of the equipment that was submitted on for like the network infrastructure, I'm sure. The hardware has changed by now.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, are we locked into that though, or
no?
We're not. Okay.
We're not.
Can you take a look at this, Ricardo, maybe just give me your thoughts on kind of this technology, other than seamless implementation, but what other things we should change? I don't know if anybody that's here has any...
Communication would be key.
The communication?
Looking at technological ways to advance communication within the district, within the community. So I would see that tie-in with communication, with your communication goal. Josh?
Yeah, I think that's right. And then, I mean, from a technology committee perspective, do we look at what other schools are doing? I mean, like, I think the technology committee should be more than just, you know, Wi-Fi and buying computers. It should be, and maybe, I'm not saying it's not, but it should be, are there great computer programs that different schools are using that are being rolled out, that are being pushed, you know?
Educational programs.
Do you guys look at that as well in the tech minutes?
We did.
Right.
That's one of the things with the Smart Schools Bond Act. You can't, they don't allow you to buy software.
Yeah.
So what you're discussing would have to come from the general fund.
Right.
Yep. So you can't utilize the Smart Schools investment plan for the purchasing of software.
But I guess what I'm saying is part of the technology committee is
implementing
smart schools, but also looking and saying...
Looking at effective software that would improve the instruction process for kids.
Right.
Or even for teachers, for that.
Right now we're looking at online courses. That's the perfect example. So we have a teacher in Wappinger Falls who's, you know, podcasting, and we can utilize that
distance
teacher
learning.
Who's a specialist in maybe... You know, AP European History, and we don't offer that course. And so we're doing that right now with Robin and actually a local company to see what that everything has cost factors. Yeah. But we thought it might be great, especially for singletons, when certain kids want to take one, you know, a class. You only have three kids. Would this be worth it? We're also working with the CMTA about having that person. There's a teacher there. What does that mean? You know, and so on. But that too.
Yeah, that's what I've got. Anybody else have any?
I think she hit it on the nail. Every committee should have their own separate goals. So we really should add that before we like put out our final.
So what are the committees that we've got? We've got tech, health and wellness.
Facility, curriculum, law, legislative.
And there was an emergency
preparedness.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe we can all take whatever we're in charge of. And come up with a few goals.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Yeah.
The district policies, are we going to...
So we have health, but we'll just stand by percent. So we have technology goals, right? Those are the goals that we're doing. Health and wellness we'll need. Curriculum. Facility we have. Legislative. There's a legislative committee that meets.
That was Wendy's committee.
Wendy had it, and... I think he volunteered.
Wendy's going to move on you.
Yeah. But that was just like one or two people.
But they did,
you know, letter writing.
Basically, updates and letter writing. I mean, one of the things that I think kind of ties into grants, and I've asked you about it, is are we always certain that we are maximizing our state aid, our governmental aid?
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's a tie-in between legislative, you know, and I've gone to... We didn't get the money, but I've got to, you know, basically ask and meet with legislators to say, here are things that we need, please help. All right, got it. And then on your policies, we're not fully updated on our policies.
Well, it's for always an ongoing process. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if, you know, like you'll see a lot. I think we were on tonight. It was the last time.
Today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, those are some new. And I think we revised the attendance one. That was a big one this year. You know, we usually send them to the committees. But that's forever. So if you want it as a goal, that's fine. That's just not really changing. We're just going to continue that one forever. You always have to, especially with so many of the new laws coming down and 200 regulations is always...
I mean, our main job, right, other than the budget, is policy.
Correct.
So I think it stays.
Yeah. If you're going to keep it, I don't know what you talk about a comprehensive hiring. At some point in time.
We talk about that. Did you get a chance to look at the texting?
I actually just pulled up a few, but no one has a policy.
There's no written policy.
No one has a written policy. The ones that you found, I saw one in Sachem that I print out. They have a social media policy, but it has nothing to do with texting or communication.
Yeah. There was something I saw in the news about texting between coaches and parents and what a different district, not coaches and parents, coaches and kids, and what a different districts do. There were one or two kind of outlying weird situations. And there was one that USA policy, what was that from? I found the USA something.
I actually printed everything out so we have it.
I think the broad question is, do we think that there is an issue with coaches and kids texting each other without, you know, parents on there or not? I don't know if there is or not. An issue such that something needs to be addressed.
You know, when I was looking up our interactivity policies, they do say that there's clear communication with the coaches, and I think that's enough. I don't know. Texting may be the way of the world, but maybe this remind, is that what it's called? Is their answer to have that text, but then relieve themselves from any liability of...
Yeah, we have some specific guidelines, especially in-house, that this is your policy, right? So if you were going to write a policy, that would be fine, don't get me wrong. In-house, like with coaches at the annual meeting, you know, with the coaches, there's a pretty extensive list of things that Mr. Thode goes through with them. For example, texting. What's appropriate, what's not appropriate.
What do we say?
Well, there are appropriate times and there are not appropriate. Just like you use Remind app, there is a time when, you know, a coach sent it out to an entire team and says, look, if you want to sign up for my thing, I will let you know if something occurs, if the practice cancels. And they do it several ways. You know, the announcements are one.
Right.
You know, a text might be another. But anyway, so Mr. Thode does his whole thing through the athletic office and in meetings. They sign off on it. Coaches sign off on everything that they do down there.
Yeah.
So there are guidelines. But if the board wants to do something, an umbrella...
Well, basically, to say, you're saying something like communications between coaches and kids shall be in this one way, which is recorded. You know, something like that. So that there is...
And it's supposed to be appropriate. Yeah. It should be appropriate.
Then everything else is...
I don't think it gets so specific, because what happens is it's like the dress code. You know, you get so specific and you get into the dress code. Where is it? You know, is it the lasagna straps or spaghetti straps?
No, but it's a little different. You know,
that's what happens. It has to be appropriate,
right?
So there's
appropriate means. Who knows? I guess what I'm saying is, if you said, hey, to Annette's point, the Remind app. You know, all your communications shall be through this Remind app, which, by the way, are monitored by. You know, we have a record of. Then to draw that black line. Any communications outside that Remind app via text at any time are inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, because we don't have the ability to record that from a liability perspective. I don't know. Maybe it's
and
going on
the Remind app doesn't allow you to respond. So it's not allowing
and if it does,
that interaction.
It's not, you're not giving away your number. It starts with the coach giving out their personal cell number.
Right. But again, now, the flip side of it is, and I feel this way strongly, I don't know the answer, but, you know, chosen people, we've looked at them very, very carefully and said we're very comfortable with these people coaching our kids, on buses with them all of the time. So we should be comfortable with communication. If we're not comfortable with the level of communication, maybe there's a broader problem. But I also think that there's just that informality of texting. When you're not face-to-face, you may say things that you may not otherwise say.
Interpreted.
And Robin sends me crazy texts all the time.
I don't think it's so much even interpretation. I think that keeps us from having any liability.
Yeah.
You can see it. You know, they know you're going to see it.
The question
it's
is
only appropriate conversation.
The question is, does the board want to put together a policy in-house, where I will tell you, in a very small community, and I'm the perfect example. I coach a team outside, and I have, you know, 10 young gentlemen who are from Center Riches on the team. You know, their families, sometimes even kids as they get older. If I, you know, if I'm coaching or if they're friends with my kids, you know, that happens as well. So it gets even more clouded, I think, because we're in a small community and so many of our people that work here live here as well. But this still goes back to the board. If the board wants to do a policy that's, you know, well, the biggest question. Law firm about that.
Yeah, I think we start the firm, and, you know, there's none on Long Island. I don't know. But, Raina, let me ask you a question. If you know, a kid on a team had a specific issue, the coach, I'm having this issue with my family, what's the coach's next move? Is it to say, I'm setting up a meeting tomorrow with you and the guidance counselor, or to act as? What's supposed to happen?
What's supposed to happen is the coach is, the coach is not a counselor. You know, I'm here for you. Let's go get some help.
Depends what the problem is. You know? You have to be very much more, you have to be so specific. That's such a general statement to say, coach said to me I'm having problems at home.
Right.
What does that mean? You know, I don't like the dinner they serve.
You certainly got to talk
to
the kid. I think that's inappropriate to have an initial conversation. But remember, like you said before.
But I guess that's what I'm saying. I don't want to hamstring something they should be doing. You know, a coach is not just, you know, run the football. It's
your
coach should
like
run your life
very
in
sacred.
Certain ways, right? I mean, be a leader. Step up.
That there's a sacred rapport there as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's something serious, you know, the coach is trained to, you know, reach out to whoever, you know, the next appropriate person, counselor, psychologist, social, you know.
Let's ask her.
If there's a serious issue.
Let's ask her. I mean, I like the idea, but I don't want to hamstring, you know, all of the right doers. Do you want to ask Garcia, maybe, if there's
have we had any issues with texting?
No.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, again, if we have have something, remember, the most important thing to do is if we find out as an administration or any supervisor that somebody is doing something that is bordering on the line of the gray area and inappropriate, we're going to address it. Now, you're saying, well,
can we be more careful so that nobody's harmed?
They're on notice. That's what a policy would do. You're on notice. This is the board policy, and you must abide by this policy.
I know every one of my texts from my work phone are recorded, and every single one of them, every email on there, you know, and that's important. If you say to somebody, all of your texts will be recorded, do the right thing, and don't text outside of the recordation, it just takes that bit of, I don't know.
Okay.
Time to look at
it. So we'll ask this, We'll sign up another.
Bye.
Anybody else? Hang on, I don't know if I had a list of things. Let's see. Question or comments on items that are not on tonight's agenda? Yes, Mr. Patterson.
The goals and the outcomes, it's good to see that those have been compiled out. Can you make those available somehow on the website otherwise?
Well, we'll definitely make them available. I would say that they haven't. The goals will 100% be available, but not until August when we adopt and approve them. The next year's goal.
Right.
This year's are there.
Right.
The results of this year's, I mean, I have my kind of chicken scratch notes of looking at Regents pass rates and stuff I don't have for ELA and math.
And we won't have that.
We won't have
probably
that.
Probably till the end of August.
Yeah. So the answer to your question is yes, we'll make it available. It is not available now because all of those numbers are not compiled. And I don't know on ELA, we have to talk about ELA math, what to do with regard to those goals because, like I said, the opt-out, I think, is, you know, if you have seven kids in a class take it, it somewhat does skew the goal or the achievement of the goal.
Have we looked at that and how it can skew things? I mean,
depends on which seven kids take it.
Exactly, right. So do we have any...
I don't think we said these seven kids took it and those, you know, seven didn't, so these goals are good because it's a good cross section. I don't think we're ever going to get there on that. It is what it is there. Hopefully that, in my view, goes down so that we've got things to measure and say, how can we grow? Where are the issues?
At the secondary campus, we're able to, Marcus. We are, you know.
Through Regents.
It's very black and white with the Regents exams. We're happy to report that, you know, the overall goal, which is the advanced Regents diploma, is at 52%. So we went 2% over that goal, which we're excited about.
And Regents is 99. Our goal was 95.
So we're from that standpoint, we're at the best place Centimbridge has ever been in history. So we continue that path.
The budget goals, I can tell you, hands down, we hit them all, except, like I said, budget to budget. We were higher than the point, you know, the 2%. And there was a specific reason for that.
There was a couple?
Yeah. On that, I mean, we can walk through
on the region's assessments.
Yeah, the communications, I think you heard from Josh and then the board, the skip meetings were held. That was a big one for communications. The board meetings with the faculty, that those were held. And, you know, I don't know how you measure them. They happened, and there was a lot of, I think, good data that came from it.
I just think, you know, these goals are important. If community members out there believe in the goals and want to see not just what were the goals, but how did we actually
absolutely.
So, the whole table or however you want to format it.
I think we will. I don't know whether we'll put anything up as to ELA and math for the reasons I said. I do think we'll, you know, the goals are up there for all of the regions, and we will publish in an aggregated fashion, not by teacher.
Right, but I just right. The
cumulative past and mastery.
Past and mastery.
You know, which I wrote here and you know next to it. From the, we'll publish cumulative past and mastery, so we'll see. Did they hit the goal? Did they not? For this year, or did we hit it? And did we not? We can publish the grant. You know what we got for the grants. We know what that is, which I think we said 800 and change. We have some of the information, and again, the only reason on the ELA is not because we don't want to show it, but I don't think it's indicative necessarily of.
So does that mean those goals will go away?
No, I mean, we said at the beginning. I think we said at the beginning we're going to continue to stay the course and say we need to grow. We need to grow. We need to stick to. When you look at a state average, it's a little bit easier. To say, and that's what we had to do last year. We went class by class. Where were we? What was the opt-out rate? What was our BARS score, which is what? BARS with kids should do?
Basically. Right, it's a projection.
Yeah,
but that's more for the regions. And without the data for 3 through 8, they can't do the projection. And that's kind of the problem.
And I think the goal is to continue with the goal. And then as the numbers, hopefully, if they don't increase. If they increase, then they increase, right?
And then we also look at state averages. You know, what are those state averages for grade 4 ELA? Is there a reason we're below? Let's at least make our goal to hit the state average. You know, so we'll have the goal. It's just when we look at the numbers, if you have 6 kids out of 18 take it, did we miss the goal? I don't know. I truly don't. If you have a view, tell me.
I mean, you need some kind of baseline, right?
Exactly. Well, maybe you need to publish that. And then maybe more parents will let their kids take the test. People can see that people are not taking the test, and without that, we can't get good information.
Yes, I agree with you, Trish. Any other questions? Motion to adjourn to executive session for purposes of. Get the list. We don't have any. Discussing personnel matters.
Yeah.
What else do you want to list, Lisa? Yeah. Personnel matters, litigation. It's litigation. Personnel. Motion.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.